Hello, and thank you for downloading Pit Stop Humor, episode number 4. I am your host, Damon. Now, working the hours that I do at my normal job, I watch a lot of daytime television, usually. If I'm not at the gym or getting ready for work, I'm sitting down watching some TV, trying to take some notes throughout the week for upcoming show ideas and topics, and just to see what's going on out there in the world. So, one of the shows that I tend to watch if I'm running a little bit late or I'm back early from the gym, I watch Rachael Ray. Now, not because I can cook in any way, shape, or form. I really can't. If she had a segment about microwave or microwaving food, then I could probably join her and really do pretty well at that. But other than that, I really can't do anything whatsoever. So I just watch for some of the guests that she has on and everything like that. Earlier this week, she actually had on Dr. G. Now, Dr. G has, she's a medical examiner. She has a show on Discovery Health Channel called Dr. G Medical Examiner. So I usually watch that show also. I used to watch it a lot when I was home at night because it would come on at nighttime and I would like to watch and see and find out how people died and everything like that as she does the autopsies. Well, she recently came out with a book. And the title of it is How Not to Die. And she said it's really supposed to be taken very lightly, almost not as a how-to, really, but just as a general guide of things not to do to get yourself in the grave a little bit earlier. So she's going through some of the topics that's in her book, and one of which she talks about going swimming in lakes, especially in the southern half of the United States. She says that down south in the summertime, I mean, it obviously gets pretty hot, and it warms up the water to the temperatures where it makes the amoebas in the water very active, and they tend to go up your nose and bury themselves in your brain, and they can be quite destructive once inside. And she highly suggests you wear nose plugs or the nose clips or whatever you do to wear or hold your nose while you go swimming. And I think she's just really creating this mass hysteria. And you know, Dr. G, no, I cannot buy, I refuse to buy into your theory of these invisible, mythical amoebas that live in these lakes. I prefer to believe in things that I actually can see in lakes and that are real, such as fish, feces, most likely hypodermic needles, and the Loch Ness Monster. Those things are obviously real. And I've watched enough television shows to know that they are real. So, Dr. G, your amoeba story is far-fetched, and I refuse to believe it. I mean, obviously I'm joking. I know amoebas are real. You know, what else would Nessie have to eat? I mean, it has to have something to feast on in the water, so amoebas have to be real. I'm staying my ass out of any kind of water whatsoever. I don't like going swimming in any water that I can't see through. So if I can see the bottom of it, it's cool. You know, if I can't, I'm not going swimming. I don't care if I got some muddy water in a bathtub, I'm not stepping foot in that bitch. I'm afraid of the lake monsters, okay? So that's about it with that one, Dr. G and her crazy ideas, trying to sell her book. So Rachael Ray, that's one good story. Then I usually watch The View, I guess, when I get back from the gym. I watch my DVR episodes of Chelsea Lately, which I love that crazy bitch. I got her book, her latest book, and I believe it's called Are You There, Vodka? It's Me, Chelsea. It's fucking hilarious. If you haven't read it, you need to read it. It's really simple. It's made for, like, third graders to read it. So go out there and grab that book or steal it. I don't really give a shit. Just go out there and get it and read it. It has some big words in it, too, so get a thesaurus. Other than that, my main source of entertainment really comes from the people that I work with. I mean, every day I go in and, yeah, the job sucks. And, yeah, I would really like to be somewhere else. But working with some of the characters that I do, there's a lot of entertainment just to be had there. One of which, this older lady, in her, she would have to be in her mid-50s, I would assume. She comes up to me one night and she says that she needs to go home. She's not feeling well. So, being in charge, I said, okay, I'll write it down. Go home. If you're not feeling well, you need to go. So we don't have any issues or anything like that. She then proceeds to fill me in on more details of why and how she's sick. She says that she was in the bathroom 3 times in the last 20 minutes. And it's not womanly problems because she's far too old for that and she's past it. And at this point, I'm really like, this is too much information. But she insists. She keeps going. She asked me if I know the feeling of when you try to fart, but that's not what comes out. This lady shit her pants at work. A grown woman shit her pants. And I just wanted to laugh out loud at that very moment, but I know being very professional that as I am, because I'm one of the most professional people, if you knew me. You really can't laugh at something like that. Well, at least not to her face. I waited till she turned around and walked away, and then I went and I told everybody that she crapped her pants. It's really quite comical. But that was just wild. I can't believe that somebody that I work with would come up there and. Now, I did tell these guys that if they wanted to go home, I was tired of hearing the same excuses. I'm sick, da da da, whatever. Be creative. If you're gonna come up to me and you're gonna ask me if you can go home, you need to come up with something creative so at least I have some sort of entertainment out of it. And she did. She brought her A game, and I commend her for that. I commend her for hitting a home run. She knocked it out of the park with that one. That was great. Oh, so I had to work last Friday night. I worked the second shift hours, so I worked from 2:30 until 11 at night. I got home at 11:30, and then I then woke up on Saturday morning at 5:30 to get ready to go to work by 7, because there was some voluntary overtime, and I really didn't have to go in, but it's nice to have the extra money, especially in these days like that. And then I worked from 7 until 1. At 3 o'clock on Saturday, I had my birthday party here. And luckily for me, my partner Eric, he set everything up. He had all the guests. He had everything done perfect to the T. Great food. Everyone was having a great time. There's some liquor. We were just having a really good time. And he had his family up, and I had my parents and friends, it was just an overall good time. Well, then came the part where I had to sit down in front of everyone and open up gifts and cards and blow out the candles on the cakes and everything, which my mom made. She made some brownie cake that was phenomenal. That's one thing she can do is make brownie cakes with cream cheese frosting. It's absolutely delicious. So everyone gives me their gifts and they bring them out and they set them on the table in front of me and I'm sitting there in front of everyone. Everyone has their cameras. I'm feeling very special, very famous at this point in time. And I start opening up my gifts. I take things out of the bags, out of the packages, and gift after gift after gift was bottles of wine and liquor. Now I'm really starting to think that my friends and family believe I have a problem, that I may be an alcoholic. It was all in good fun and everything like that, and I must have received about 7 bottles of wine, a bottle of liquor, and then I had also got portable wine that comes in little cardboard boxes, almost like a juicy fruit. It's like a juicy fruit, but it's wine, which is great for on the go to, like right before work, or on the way home from work, or to church. It's really great. And they also gave me a coupon, which they know I love because I'm a cheap ass. They gave me a coupon for some money off of my next purchase. I also got a gift card to the liquor store. Now, this is one thing I didn't really know existed, but I'm glad it does because this way they don't really have to choose what they want to get for me to drink. I can go at any given time and whatever strikes my fancy, I can go out and go to the liquor store and I can grab that at that specific moment. So it's really good. It was a really good birthday and I got a ton of gifts and If anybody listens that came to my birthday or that gave me a gift or sent me a card or anything like that, thank you. It was very nice of everyone. And it was really the best birthday I've ever had. So, moving along, after that, we had Sunday. And that was pretty much just a chill day. We watched a movie. We went to Blockbuster and got Mall Cop. And I was thinking that it would be a little bit more funny, I guess. It really wasn't that great. I'm glad I only paid 99 cents for the rental, because if I would have bought it, I probably would have tried to return it and at least got store credit saying it was defective. Because it was kind of bad. I have to say, it was kind of bad. Yeah. But after that, we caught up on the DVR'd episodes of my favorite shows, which I had So You Think You Can Dance. We watched that. It was down to the top 20, and then they had the first set of dance competition there on So You Think You Can Dance, and they eliminated a guy and a girl. Oh, and thank God they got rid of that douchebag Tony, where all he was the tall, skinny, goofy-looking fucking person. That all he did was stand there and pull out a briefcase that had Simon's picture in it, and a paper that had Simon's picture in it, and really he was just a one-trick pony, and that one trick was sucking cock, because he was horrible, and I'm glad they got rid of him early on in the show, because seriously, I would have not watched if they would have kept him around one more week. I would have gave up on that show, because there was people that could actually dance and who had 50 times more talent than this kid, but somehow he got through and they got let go. So it was just a relief to see that he was actually out of the picture. I'm glad that he went home. Another show that I caught up on was the end of Pushing Daisies, which I'm sad to see it go, but it finally wrapped up and it gave some closure to a whole bunch of issues. And really, the closure came in the last 3 minutes, I think. It was a good episode, and then the last 3 minutes, they kind of just went down a rundown, like you would see on The Real Housewives of OC. How they just have the picture of somebody, and then it would have next to it the text and of what they're up to now and what they did after the show. And that's basically what they did with Pushing Daisies, is they had the picture of the person. And they would speak. Well, instead of text, they would actually have speech. So that was nice to have somebody talk and tell you what the person did and what they're up to now. So that was something different. It could have been a little bit better, but I mean, that show was just one of the best shows that I've seen in a long time. And I really just fell in love with that show after my partner got me hooked onto it. It's a really great show. And other than television, I really don't have a lot of outlets for entertainment because I really don't go out that much. So what I do try to find is levels of entertainment, no matter what kind it is, just some sort of entertainment in everyday things, such as going to the grocery store, or going to the gym, or going to work. There's always some sort of fun. It's just what you make of it. So one of the times I went to the gym, there's this guy. He's tan, has a nice body and everything like this. He has this really not too kind of kinky, tight, curly hair, but it's pretty curly. I think he decided to take a straight iron to it one day, and it turned out horrible. I don't know who let him walk out of the house looking like that. It looked like someone took the bristles of a broom and just placed them on his head. From top to bottom, it was the worst hair I have ever seen. I was wishing it was a horrible, horrible wig because this dude looked busted. This motherfucker straightened his hair and it was just nat. First of all, you're a guy, you should not be taking a straight iron to your hair. Okay, first off. Second, if it looks jacked up, you need to take that shit, wash it out with some shampoo. Do what you need to do to get it back to its curly self because that shit was messed. You were a hot mess, guy. If you're listening, guy from the gym with the curly hair that straightened it last week, you're a hot mess, okay? Oh, he was just crazy. Now, speaking of hot messes, Adam Lambert, Really, I mean, he's not really so much a hot mess. He's a guy that can sing, and he actually has a CD coming out this fall. So if anyone is an Adam Lambert fan, keep an eye out for his CD this fall. They say it's supposed to be in the genre of like Queen and Queen-esque, and I was like, yeah, that's pretty appropriate there. He's a big Queen, all right. So I'm kind of looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to what he has to offer. Because usually the people from American Idol suck. So I'm really looking forward to what Adam Lambert has to offer musically. Yeah, I mean, he's a talented guy. And really, are we surprised that he's gay? No. Should people be surprised? They shouldn't voice it. I mean, it's really no one's business. And you really can't force somebody to come out. If they're not ready to come out, don't sit there and coerce them and force them to come out. Especially in newspapers and tabloids and over the internet and everything like that. It's disrespectful. It's low class. When the person's ready to come out of the closet, he will come out. You know, everyone has different time. I didn't come out until I was 28. You know, did everybody know? Yeah. Did anybody say anything? Some people did, but they were assholes. My parents knew for a long time, but they chose to give me the chance to decide when I wanted to come out, when I was comfortable with it. And that's exactly what I did. And everyone's cool with it. And you just gotta, everybody has their own rate of what they need to do things at. And you can't really force people to do things at a different pace because it wouldn't be them. You know, when you force somebody to do something that's not in their character, you're forcing them to be somebody else. And really, if you're doing that, you have no respect for that person and you really don't like them. So just let people go at their own pace. Do their own thing. Other things in the news. Let's see. Anybody watch Rock of Love? Bret Michaels, he performed at the Tonys, which was great. If you can catch this video on YouTube, it's fucking hilarious. I sit there and I watch it on my iPhone 10 times a day, and I show everybody that I can see because he's a tool. He's such a fucking tool. This guy has a silly ass a weave. He admits he has a weave. Okay, and you're how old, Bret Michaels? Really? A weave? Come on, and the bandana? I thought that was a little played out. So him and his big cowboy hat, they're performing on stage at the Tonys, and his band, they know better. They got their shit on point. They jump back up onto the little platform before the big heavy curtain comes down. It's not even a curtain, it's like a divider. It's like a cardboard divider of some sorts. And he wants to sit out there and serenade the fans a little bit more. Well, they're yelling for him, "Brett, Brett, Brett, come here, come here." So he turns around, he starts running towards the little platform, and whack, right in the face first, fractured his nose on this divider that was coming down. It almost smushed him to death. I mean, if it would have took his head off on the way down, you know, maybe the Tonys would get some more viewers. I don't know. But that was pretty funny, and now he's trying to sue the Tony, saying that nobody came to his rescue. I guess apparently the only person that came up to check on him was Liza Minnelli, of all people. I think she was probably just really drunk, and you know, she thought it was the 80s. But let's see, keep on moving. Oh yeah, Sunday morning with all the leftover food. I mean, there was tons of food at my party, so Sunday morning. Eric comes downstairs. I'm still in bed. I'm sleeping and everything. He makes a frittata out of all the leftover vegetables and all the leftover food and everything. This frittata was the most delicious thing I've tasted in a while. This kid can cook. I mean, he can grill food. He can cook regular food. He can bake cakes. I swear, I got the best person in the world. I got the best man in the world. He can do everything. This guy, there's no stopping him. So, I mean, that was very good frittata. Good. Another news, I am trying to brush up on my Spanish, something that I took in high school. Yeah. So, high school, kind of wish I paid attention and didn't make fun of the teacher that wore diapers. But now I'm looking back on it, and I'm like, oh crap, you know, this would really come in handy right about now. Really trying to get into learning the Spanish again so I can communicate and possibly open up more job opportunities, more employment opportunities in this difficult time, this hard economic time. Other things in the news. What else? iPhone 3.0 operating system comes out actually today. I am doing this at 12:15 p.m. Eastern time right now. I'm recording this show, so excuse me. So hopefully that will be out really soon because I want to sync my phone up before I go to work. And if I don't, I'm going to be kind of pissed off to wait until later tonight. Although it's not going to be the end of the world, I'll be pissy all day. So, I mean, anything, any reason for me to be grouchy? Shit, I'm there. If I stub my toe, I'm grouchy. Why not? If I can't download 3.0 for my iPhone, I'm going to be bitchy. Whatever. So a lot of people saying there's no real reason to get the iPhone 3GS, the new iPhone. They said if you got the 3G, just stick with it for another year or two until they get something better. Because then, I mean, you got to pay outrageous amounts of money as it is right now with AT&T or Apple. Because you have to actually get out of your contract and then pay for the new phone and then do this and that, and it's just a fucking pain in the ass, people. AT&T, you really need to get your heads out of your asses and give your customers what they want. We want the multimedia messaging with the picture and all that with text messages. We want that stuff. We don't want it by the end of the summer. Phones are capable of doing it. Every other phone that you own can do this. The BlackBerries can do this. Why can't the iPhones? It's because you want to be cheap ass bastards. I pay a pretty fucking penny for my iPhone, and I pay a good amount every month to you so I can talk on that motherfucking thing. I want to have some goddamn picture messages, okay? And, you know, okay, this isn't AT&T's fault. I mean, there's other things going on and everything like that, and I would really like to have some email on the iPhone that I could attach pictures afterwards, after you write the email, and then attach a picture, or attach more than one picture. Instead of just having to go to the pictures, press it, and then compose an email after that. Sometimes, you know, you're typing an email and everything like that, and you're like, oh, let me include this little snippet. And you type it up, and then you're like, oh, you know what would go really great with this is that picture that I just took. Or I really need to attach this picture now. And then you're like, shit, I can't attach the motherfucking picture. This is some bullshit, okay? It's bullshit. So they need to get some stuff going here. I'm perfectly happy with the iPhone as it is now, the iPhone 3G. They just need to just to tweak it a little bit, just twist the nipples, and it will be perfect. Perfect. I'm watching the news actually behind me right now. If you want to lose your sense of smell and taste, Zicam is apparently what you need to be snorting. Taking zinc straight to your nostrils will make you lose your sense of smell and taste. Actually, Zicam has just, since this report has come out, sales of Zicam have went up 150% in the straight community. Guys are taking this stuff off the shelves because obviously their woman's pussy stinks, and they really just want to lose that sense of taste and smell. So, congratulations, Zicam, for helping smelly women get eaten out. It's great times in the consumer world there. We're really coming out of this economic crunch. So other than that, I got some listener voicemail. We're going to play that. And then I am going to lead you out with some birthday messages that I recorded live at my party. I got some people on there, some friends and some family, and they recorded some stuff for me, so I'm gonna input that and play that for you. So thank you again for downloading episode 4 of Pit Stop Humor. My name is Damon. If you want, you can email me. Email the show at pitstophumor@gmail.com. You can call the listener feedback hotline at 206-666-5607. So that'll about do it for today. I gotta wrap this up and get out of here so I can edit and put it all together for you guys and make it all pretty and tie a goddamn bow on it. People, so thank you again. Please call, email, say something. All right. Thanks, guys. I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Hello, mister. This is Ricky calling from the Falmouth Podcast. And I just listened to episode 3, and you're not doing too bad. You're doing pretty good, even by yourself. You're doing pretty good. But I wanted to say thank you for mentioning us on your show today, and along with some other great podcasts, except for, you know, that's what she said, because, you know, I invented them and all. So you don't even want to get me started on that. But anyway, doing pretty good. I just wanted to say thank you. And keep up the good work. Bye.
Happy birthday, Damon.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to the greatest man alive. Happy birthday to me. Yay, thank you, Kylie.
Happy birthday, Damon Rickner, the greatest brother in the world, even though you tried to beat my ass on a daily basis on the couch.
Hey, Damon, you want to know how I know you're gay? Because it's your birthday. Happy birthday, Damon. I love you.
Happy birthday, Dee. I love you more.
I love gay people more. Happy
birthday.
I like
birthday. Capris. I like